Gary, what's up, dude? Can't hear you. Looks like it's muted.
Oh, can you hear me now?
There we go.
All right, were you waiting?
No. I just got on. I just got off another call.
I am
Sorry.
so dumb with Zoom. I screw it up every time.
Dude, I gotta get one of those hats.
I'll get you one.
Dude, those things are that's sick right
Yeah.
there. That's
I'll
awesome.
get you one.
What's been going on,
Yeah.
man?
Just craziness. We're getting all this freaking snow down here too, so it's just a madhouse here at the store. So it's
Hey,
fun, but
I'm looking at your email real quick so that you sent me
yeah.
last night. So you know that you shot me that picture of an amortization calculator.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a, you know, if you go on the pro forma, there's a whole amortization tab on that thing. Do you know that?
I noticed that
Okay.
after I sent that too. I never really looked at that. I knew it was all in there, but
I guess if you, and also too, you can download a, there's a app. It's called, if you type in, let's see what it's called. I'll email you the app. I'll email you the app. You can check out. It's like a commercial real estate kind of thing, but it's all about, it's got like
okay.
easy amortization calculators. You can like scroll button, stuff like that. It's pretty simple. But
Yeah, okay. Yeah, send me that for sure.
I'll shoot it to you. It's just easier. You can do it on your phone versus having to like go on, you know, Google and shit like
Yeah,
that. So.
okay.
All right, so walk me through kind of, you know, I know we spoke on the phone just the other day, so like I'm looking at your email right now, kind of what's like, you know, on your mind about it? I'm losing you, Gary.
The only thing, like I told you, that was kind of holding me up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
The only thing that, like I said, right now that's holding me up was just that, which I'm going to call the township again, about that, the usage.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure that's all good. But I wanted you to think about, like, what do you think about this, an offer like this? Because I talked to my broker and he said, I kind of insinuated that, offer kind of like this, and he said he thinks that might work. I mean, what do you think off the bat?
Well, I'm looking at, you know,
Like,
this is probably going to be the biggest key is your debt.
yeah, I didn't want to miss anything. I don't know if I missed anything. And
Do you Have you spoke with any of your lenders on the debt side, like figuring out can you get these terms, or is this what you're getting from the guy holding the note?
this is what I would offer, yeah, like him as the
Oh,
bank.
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's just do the math. So, I mean, did you run the math on your pro forma?
Yeah, I did. And if I did it right, I mean, I think this is looking at like a 12 cap.
I mean, yeah. So one thing I want to make sure that we're on the same page here. So continuous securing triple net lease at 9 to 10 bucks a foot. That's awesome. Did you run the numbers on what the leasing commission would be on that?
Yeah.
You know, you're probably looking at not much, probably like
I
seven or
think,
eight grand. It's nothing crazy.
yeah, I think it might have been less. And that's another thing too. You never know, because I mean, technically, if someone signs for 10-year, I mean, it's a lot more, obviously, right? Rather
Right.
than 5. So I couldn't really, because my broker kind of insinuated this guy he showed it to, that they, unless he just gave me an example, he was thinking, yeah, if they, signed for 10 years. But he also talked to them about, like, they wanted to kind of move some, like, move take a wall out or something too.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but they got to pay for it. If they want to do the improvements, want to improve the property, like let them pay. Maybe give them a discount on rent or something for, you know, a little bit.
But yeah, so I didn't really put that in the calculation, because I wasn't sure exactly what it would be if it's 5, 3 year or 10 year lease or 7.
All right, here's a question. You mentioned that there's stuff in that building. And it was appraised at 60 grand. All right. So I'm wondering here. So this 80,000, would you basically like borrow this from somebody,
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. Like, either my
sell
dad.
that stuff, that equipment? I mean, shit, dude. I mean, if you can go and sell that equipment even for 50,000 bucks, you know, if that's
Yeah,
what
that's.
it is.
And honestly, I don't think it'll get 65, but even conservatively, yeah, I was thinking same thing. Like, if I can get 50, that'd be awesome. I mean, even like 45 or.
Or
And
whatever
that.
it is, but you know, your cash flow. So basically 20,000 bucks a year in cash flow,
Yeah.
you're going to be able to pay this guy back in 3 years. So it's your biggest question. Then it's like, okay, see, I would, is he wanting a balloon payment?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, if I'd amortize it, dude, I think I'd just do a loan and I'd say 7% interest only. That's what I would do. It's going to make your payment smaller.
Yeah, that's
25 year and for 3 years, you might pay down like, I mean, dude, you might pay down like $3,000.
It's not a lot. It's not a lot. It was like 320 down to 30. I think the balloon would be 306. So it's like maybe $14,000 or something.
14 grand. I just, you know, it depends on what your goal is.
Yeah.
I mean, is it to keep holding it and refinance it into some permanent debt? Because if that's the case, you know,
that's the plan. Yeah. To like at, you know, 3 years, you know, I owe him 305. I go to the bank, you know, get it appraised, cash out, refi, pay him off, and then, you know, get some debt on it, and then we're good.
Well, it sounds like the opportunity here is if you've got a guy that will lend you 80 grand, you know, at 10% or whatever it is, and you go and immediately sell that equipment, I think what the move would be, and you know that the cash flow is going to be 20 grand a year after you pay some costs and everything. And after those 36 months, you're able to pay this guy back. I mean, you put 50,000 in your pocket right out of the gate if you can sell that equipment, maybe even more, maybe less. But you got cash in your pocket, so that can kind of float you some holding costs, like especially if this building doesn't lease up, and you know,
that's what I was kind of
the lease, which it might not, I don't know, but you can get some holding costs. You can, you know, pay the interest on the debt,
mm-hmm.
and then when you do have that property leased up, I mean, again, with a 3-year balloon, man, I mean, you really that's just putting your back against the wall. You could refinance in 18 months if you wanted to.
Yeah, and I even thought about that. Like, if, like, let's just say something crazy happens and interest rates, get to like 5.5 or 6. I mean,
you can save yourself. I mean, yeah, you know, let's say then it goes and appraises for $500,000, and you get a mortgage for $400, right? You can pay off this loan, you can pay off this loan, and you've got the building with no money. It may not be cash flowing crazy, but you might be making 18 grand a year or something. And it's like, hey, I've got a building that didn't cost me anything. I'm making $1,500 extra a month, you know? And you got some great depreciation.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I'm thinking. Actually financed with a bank. Like, since it's seller financing, it's kind of not actually title transferred, right? In a way.
Well, if it's seller financing and he's taking a mortgage on it, the deed transfers to you. You own it.
Okay.
You own the building. And he becomes a mortgager. Like he is now on the lending. He's on the debt side at that point.
Okay.
So if you got abducted by aliens, he could foreclose and take the building back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
you know, I look at it and the deal doesn't look that bad. I would say the biggest kick right here, that if you know, like, have you got your auction guy out there and got like a solid quote? He's like, hey, you know, this is worth 65 or this is worth 50 or whatever.
That,
like,
I didn't yet. He did send me the appraisal from the third party that came in and appraised it at that price. So,
okay.
He did get someone actually look at it. It wasn't just like, hey, I'm thinking it's 65 grand, the owner. So.
Yeah. If you can find a way to get like your auction guy out there, like give yourself just 30 days of due diligence or something, and you can say, hey, you know, if you were to sell this stuff in your experience, like what can I walk with after I pay your commission? You know, what's my net out? And if they say you're looking at 50 grand of net, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, and you can walk with that money. Now make sure that that's in the deal, right? That's included, where that seller is not like, oh, I'm taking this stuff out before I leave. It's like, make sure that stuff is included in the deal. Like it's as is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can walk and you basically buy the building. You know, you borrow 80 grand from somebody, you borrow the 320 from the seller, you put $50,000 in your pocket straight out of the gate. That floats you for a few months if you need to go release a space and re-tenant it. And then as the cash flow comes in, you're not really taking any of this. You're just paying back your, I mean, I think interest only on the seller on this 320 for how, you know, for, I'd go for like 5 years. If you can shoot for that at like 6%, you follow back down to 3 years at 7%, like shoot for the, shoot for it out of the gate, like 60 months, you know, 60 months. I kind of like using months when you're offering that, because for whatever reason, months just seem shorter than like 60 months seems shorter than 5 years for some reason.
Yeah.
Than like
yeah.
Eyes, you know, or ears. Like, so 60 months, oh, that's not too bad. 60 months versus like, oh, five, I got to wait 5 years. It's the same thing, obviously. So it's like, I just like using months when I'm talking about seller financing. And then I'd shoot at like 5 point, like some random percentage, like 5.65%, something that's like a little random number. And then that just kind of gives you this like weird firepower that, hey, you ran the math and that's why, and this is how you came up with this random interest rate, you know, just shows that you look like you did the math versus just throwing out some round number, you know, just shows that you're sophisticated. You did the math, you do this stuff all the time, you know, that kind of thing. And then on the $80,000, I'd have like kind of, you know, he's going to probably, whoever this person is, want to have, you know, maybe a higher down payment because he's candidly taking a second position or a higher interest rate. But if you know you're going to make 60 grand over, you know, basically $20,000 in cash flow, I mean, you take all that 20. I mean, now let me make sure I'm on the same page here with you. So now $4,000 a month in income.
Hey, sorry, I lost you for a second.
Oh, can you hear me?
Hey, I lost 30 seconds. Yeah, so, I can hear you now. I lost you for that last 30 seconds.
Okay. So I want to make sure that when we're saying the cash flow over 3 years, is that 62 grand in this bottom portion? Is that after debt service?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you include debt service?
That's my, yeah.
8,000?
Yeah. You know, I didn't, because honestly, this is going to be, this is probably going to be my dad.
Okay. What's he going to want?
Give me the down payment. Honestly, he might not even want anything, you know, to be honest with you.
And that's awesome.
And if anything, he, I don't know, give him $200 or $300 a month or something, just so he gets something. But I'm just assuming it's going to be nothing really, or a couple $100. So,
wow.
Shouldn't be huge.
Well, that's great news then. I mean, if you got a guy that will do that, I mean, then you're in better shape, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe draw something up with them just to make it warm and fuzzy, you know. Man, Gary, I don't know if it's me or if it's you. I've got good.
So I'm not really putting anything in. It's me. Can you hear me? I'm hiding in our basement office. I'm at the store, so the service kind of sucks.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I can hear you. It's like a little choppy and spotty. I want to make sure I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
but I mean, at the end of the day, you've got, you know, principal and interest, $2,200. I mean, as long as you can get that $4,000 a month of net income, I mean, dude, it looks like it could be a good deal. I mean, and I think the biggest key is getting an appraisal done, or getting that, not necessarily appraisal, but getting your like auction guy out there and being like, hey, you do this all the time with this equipment. Like, what is your gun to your head number on this? Yeah. And if he's like, dude, I can get you 50 grand all day or whatever it is. Okay. If he says I can get you 50,000 all day long, well, then you're just like, perfect. I could put 50,000 in my pocket when I close this deal, basically, in like a month. Yeah. And you've got someone else's money basically servicing debt, you know? So, and then you can kind of play the interest rate game for like the next, you know, if they float down a little bit, you have the chance to refinance.
Yeah.
And take your dad back out, and you can walk with permanent debt and, you know, cash flow it. What's the situation with the build out? Like you said, the tenant would need, like, do you know, have you had like a contractor's eyes on it or anything? Is it making sure like the roof's in good shape? Like, have you gotten your eyes on that?
Oh yeah. It's in great shape. The whole building, the roof's good. Nothing really.
Well, if that's the case, man, dude, you know, if you like me,
on it,
I could help you, you know, I can draw up like a little response to this on like kind of an offer on how I would submit this. And if you're going to do it just with a like just you two, so there's no real estate agents, I would I mean, I got like
there is a broker involved though. There's a broker involved.
For you or for him?
Well, it's my he's the listing agent, my broker.
Okay. Well, then you can have then what I'll respond to you. I'll respond to this email with like
the so, terms. Let me tell you quick. The 80 grand, he literally just wants 50 grand. But wants to like he's asking for that extra 30 to like pay his the broker for commissions.
Hang on, say that again.
You know what I mean? So like he's included. So that 80 grand that I give him, he's going to pay his broker the commission out of that.
Okay.
That's kind of why he's asking for 80 grand. Like that's his number.
Okay.
For the down payment.
I mean, then that's awesome. I mean, if there's a broker involved, then you can submit the terms and say, hey, this is Mr. Broker guy. Here's the LOI that I want. Here's the terms. Like, and then he can present that to that guy. And I can email you. With those, you know.
Yeah, could you send – that'd be awesome if you can send me kind of something how you would say it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man, this is a nice little space, dude. It's got a lot of yard. Here's a question, too. As long as if it's a triple net that they're going to be out there, you know, in charge of maintaining all – you get this lot back here, too?
Yeah, that's a thing. I even thought about not that lot. It only goes like from the building maybe 20 feet.
Okay.
That way, that lot is already that's another plot of land. So like right there, you can see that. See the grass how it changes.
Yeah.
I mean, thought even like stoning that up and fencing it too, or I don't know what you can do with that land or.
So it stops. So yeah, like this is the other parcel right here.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So this is all your land. I mean, I don't know. You might have some, you could do maybe some gravel or something and do like some outside storage, but that's, you know, it's almost kind of is the juice worth the squeeze, you know?
Yeah, like it's not enough land really. And it's kind of weird shape, right? Where it's.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do too much to it right now. I mean, it looks like it's in decent shape, like really nice shape actually.
Yeah.
Nice it was full of floors, everything.
It was spotless inside. Like the guy really kept it well.
This is awesome, dude. I mean, nice little office.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, yeah, let me do this. I have an idea. What I'll do is just what we just talked about. I'll respond to this email here with just like how I would present this offer, the terms, and I'll even do the little math in it. And that way you can like see here, this is how the math's going to check out. This is how the math's going to work. And how that guy's going to get paid and how you can make money on it too.
Perfect. That'd be awesome.
Just submit that to that broker and say, this is what I want to do. This is the hill I'm willing to die on. Like, let's do this deal at these terms.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Is that good?
Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Cool. All right. Well, then that's what I'll do. I'll get working on this and I'll get this over to you here in like 15 minutes.
Okay. Hopefully your $6 million deal goes well today. That's freaking awesome.
Oh man, dude, I'm telling you, man.
What like, is that? A massive warehouse?
It's like, so it's just an opportunity to, I won't dive into it yet because we're still like working it, but I meet with my banker this afternoon to go over terms and everything. But basically these guys have a building already. They've got a land next to it. They want to develop that and kind of have Birmingham as their little hub for their business. And they want to go and the development on that's going to be about $3 million. And I'm buying the other building, the existing space right now for $2.5 million. And then the opportunity later on is they want to expand to like 50 more sites in Southeast. And we're negotiating the right, but not the obligation to go and site their next, you know, location and then develop their space.
Damn.
All over. Yeah. So it could be like, it could be crazy. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I'll keep you guys in the loop on it. We'll see if I can make it happen or not. But, you know, the effort's there.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
So, well, dude, I'll get on this right now, man. I'll shoot an email to you.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you go. I appreciate that.
Oh, dude, of course. Anytime, man. So holler if anything changes, dude, and good luck, and I'll let you go. I'll send this over to you now.
Okay. Thanks, brother.
All right, man. See you, Gary.